from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Tensions are growing on the UCLA campus as law enforcement officers order a large group of pro-Palestinian demonstrators to disperse. The heavy police presence comes as administrators and campus police are facing intense criticism for failing to act quickly to stop an overnight attack on a pro-Palestinian encampment on campus by counter-demonstrators. Elsewhere, police have dismantled an encampment at Dartmouth College in New Hampshire, and activists clashed with police at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. The White House is defending its response to pro-Palestine protests that are disrupting colleges nationwide, saying President Biden has been consistent in his condemnation of anti-Semitism.
No president has spoken more forcefully about combating anti-Semitism than this president.
And she says Americans have the right to protest peacefully but must follow the law. Biden is facing criticism from some who say he's not speaking out forcefully enough against instances of anti-Semitism at some of the demonstrations. Questions are being raised about the water coming out of the taps in Lacey Township. Many residents were alarmed when the water turned brown. Then they got a letter shortly after saying the water had failed state quality standards. Lacey officials say the two matters are unrelated and the water failed state tests for lead, but that local tests have come out fine. The New Jersey chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations says in 2023 they recorded the highest number of bias complaints. More than half came in the final quarter of the year following the terror attack on Israel.
A plurality of all the incidents that took place, of all the complaints, occurred at educational institutions, K-12 schools, and public and private universities.
And the group says this is just a snapshot of what's happening. The Muslim community struggles with reporting bias and hate incidents. New Jersey News Time, 8:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey News Time, 8:09. New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
50s this morning, 80s this afternoon, running about 15 degrees above normal for early May. It's going to be very warm with sun and clouds, a stiff breeze, and dry weather. Highs 80 to 85, although cooler in North Jersey and along the immediate coast. Partly cloudy skies tonight and quiet weather, lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, big difference. It turns much cooler, highs 60 to 65 with increasing clouds. Even cooler and cloudier this weekend with rain chances ahead, especially on Sunday. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Thanks, Dan. In Scotch Plains, 57, Belmar, 55, Maze Landing, 54. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.